Good morning, everyone. Let's go to Ephesians 2 together, please. Ephesians chapter 2. What a beautiful morning it is it not? It's just so good to be able to come and worship our God together. Well, this morning I would like for us to consider singing. 2 weeks ago, I looked at Psalm 78. And in that psalm, we went back to a more metered version of the Psalms with Robert Alter. And in that, I realized that poetry, of course, touches our hearts in a very deep way. And then as I reflected on it a bit more, I realized that poetry put to music, of course, is song. And what I'd like to do this morning is just ask a very basic question. Why in the world do we as Christians sing? When I was at Florida College, I realized that the speech team and the chorus were the two major things. And it made sense, I realized, because giving talks and such and then singing are very Christian virtues. Whenever you talk to people who are not normal churchgoers, singing is not a normal part of their life. They may possibly hymn a tune on Happy Birthday, may possibly sing to themselves in the car. But for those who are not normally in church worshiping God, singing is not often a part of their lives. But for us, singing is as natural as breathing. Why do we sing? So this morning what we're going to do is look at Ephesians and try to understand why singing is a central Christian virtue. And then, rather than me talking the whole time, we're going to sing some together. So let's look at Ephesians 2 verse 1. Ephesians 2 verse 1. "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience." Go over to verse 18. Ephesians 2, 18. "For through Jesus, we both have one access in one spirit to the Father. You are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit." Did y'all notice the contrast in these verses? Now, when you look at Ephesians 2 in the first part, the Apostle Paul is talking about the Ephesians' former life before they were in Christ. They were children of disobedience. They were children of the evil one. And in particular, I want to note this morning, they followed the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. Before we were in Christ, we followed a spirit. We did not follow the spirit of God, but we followed the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. And yet, when by the grace of God we are brought into the family of God, we are built together into a temple of the Holy Spirit. And this is the basic contrast that the Apostle Paul works forward in many of his letters. That before we're in Christ, we follow the spirit of this world. And after we are in Christ, we then follow the Spirit of God. Now, I want to take that forward just a step. What does that mean? Well, the word Spirit in the Old Testament, Eric, is what word? Ruach, which means breath. Okay. What this means is, and I want to think about this for a minute. Before you're in Christ, you breathe differently. Before you're in Christ, you breathe differently. Before you're in Christ, you breathe according to the way of this world. The air that you breathe, the spirit that you follow, the even way that we exhale is different. And yet for those who are in Christ, the way that we breathe should be different. Now look at Ephesians 4, verse 20. Ephesians 4, verse 20. "But that is not the way you learn Christ. Assuming that you heard about him and were taught in him as the truth is in Jesus Christ, to put off your old Adam, which belongs to the former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit." spirit of your minds and to put on the new self, the new Adam, created in the likeness of God and true righteousness and holiness. We who are now in Christ are renewed in the breath of our minds. This is a renewing of the spirit. And y'all, this should be such good news to us. We realized about 2 months ago that Camden was pre-asthmatic. Now, when the doctor told us this, we were like, oh my gracious, he's not going to be able to breathe. After our pediatrician explained to us, this is apparently a very common condition in children under 5. It should go away when he gets a bit older. But there was one night in particular when all 3 kids had a respiratory infection. And Camden was just really doing that croup-type deep breathing. And it was really disturbing. For we parents who want to just give CPR to our children and give them our lungs, it was pretty scary. Well, he got a breathing machine. It has a little puppy on it, so he actually likes it. Sometimes for fun, he says, me too, puppy. It helps him breathe. What that does is it puts a steroid down in his lungs, and that steroid helps him to breathe. I don't know all the science behind it, but I know it works. What happened with Camden? Camden had a different breath. And once he had a new breath, he was able to breathe. Then what do we as Christians have? A new breath. Well, what do we do with this new breath? Ephesians 4, verse 29. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as good for the building up of the body, as it fits the occasion, so that it may give grace to those who hear it. And do not grieve the holy breath of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Well, through the death of Jesus Christ, through the death of the Son of God, through the grace of God, through the love of God, we have a new breath. We breathe differently. And what do we do with that new breath? Well, we exhale differently. Meaning that the words that we exhale and come out of us should be different. We talk different. We speak in a different manner. The way that we speak, the words that we use, the content of our message, what we exhale should be different. But then let's take it forward, and I think y'all know where I'm going this morning. Ephesians 5 and verse 18. Ephesians 5 and verse 18. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Now, for those of y'all that listened to Alistair Begg's sermon that I sent, he makes a very good contrast between being filled with spirits in the plural and being filled with the Spirit in the singular. I love that contrast. That the spirits of this world, and we still have this vernacular, the spirits of this world fill us with disobedience and sin and envy and strife. And yet the Spirit of God who fills us makes us address one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving grace or thanks always for everything to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. What does it mean for us to be renewed in the Spirit? What does it mean for us to have a new breath? What does it mean that we breathe differently? It means not only do the words that we exhale in speech come out differently, but it also means that we exhale songs and hymns and spiritual songs to the Lord. Why is it that we as Christians should be people who sing joyously and naturally in praise to our God? Because we have the Spirit of God. And when the breath of God fills us, that breath should fill our souls, and we should exhale to God in song. What is praise? Again, Begg makes this analogy in the sermon I sent. He gets this from C.S. Lewis. Praise is telling someone, look how amazing the Grand Canyon is. Look how beautiful the sun is. Look how blue the sky is. Look how beautiful my wife is. Look how wonderful my family is. Look how awesome my God is. And when we are filled with the love and the grace and the praise of God, what then do we do? We should exhale in song. We should sing. So why is it that we as Christians should sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs? Because we are a people who are filled by the Spirit of God. And when we are a people who are filled by the Spirit of God, we don't just murmur, oh, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy praise. Or what about this one? There may be somewhere possibly beyond the azure blue, perhaps a creator who made us but forgot about us, and I'm going to talk about it a little bit. He sent possibly something from heavenly hues and framed the world with his great might. There might be possibly, maybe a God. Is that what we sing? I think sometimes it's how we sing, if I'm going to be honest. What do we sing? Together. There is beyond the azure blue a God concealed from human sight. He tinted skies with heavenly hue and framed the worlds with his great might. There is a God, he is alive. In him we live and we survive. From dust our God created man. He is our God, the great I am. Chorus only. Just repeat after me if you need it. Existe un Dios, el vive hoy, en el vivimos y perduramos. Del pobre hombre, Dios creó, el gran yo soy, es nuestro Dios. Amen. Well, y'all, let's spend some time singing, and then I'll do some more reading. I'm going to lead one song, and then Ben and Giovanni's are going to lead a couple. Last night, we had another Spanish study at our home, and we got to sit outside and sing by the fire for a little bit. It was Graciela's favorite part of the night, and mine too, Graciela. And we have been trying to think through and brainstorm, how do we sing together? Because I have not done a good enough job about thinking how our Spanish-speaking siblings in Christ should be able to exhale their praises to God. But the idea is very simple, and this is one that we're going to start with. We're going to use a call and response song. So Kirby, I want you to practice just one line with me. The leader says a line, and then you repeat. So just Kirby, ready? Lord, the people praise you.
Lord, people praise you.
Very good, okay? So I'm going to sing, and then y'all repeat. Whatever you can sing, you repeat. I'm going to do some in English. I'm going to do some in Spanish. You repeat what you can. All right? Okay? If you want to be like Angie, who was just hum along last night, hum along. But let's sing to our God. Ready?
Lord, the people praise you.
Lord, the people praise you.
Lift you up and raise you. You are the Holy One. You're the one, you're the only one. Lord, the people praise you. lift you up and raise you. You are the Holy One. You're the one, you're the only one. Dios te alabamos. Y te queremos. Eres el Salvador. Y el Santo. Ale, ale, allelu. All the glory is due you. Y eres el Santo. And we love you.
Juntos, together. Amen. Amen. So what we're going to do from here, Ben is going to lead a couple songs in Josvanis. Puedes venir al frente. Ben va a guiar. Ben, you have one song first, correct? Okay. Ben va a tener una canción y después será tú. Muy bien. Okay. Y'all, before Giovanni's comes forward, does anyone need a copy of Demos Gracias? Siéntate por un momento. Sí, siéntate por un momento. Does anyone need a copy of Demos Gracias al Señor? It's the number 40. Hands up for anybody that needs a copy. Yeah. Daniel, if you will. Let's just get these passed out real quick. All right, show of hands again if you need a copy. Had my mother-in-law not given me mine, I would need one too. So, okay. So, Josvanis, bien va a guiar una canción y después de esa canción será tú. ¿Muy bien? Bien.
The first one I'm going to lead is number 703. We're marching to Zion. Come we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord, join in a song with sweet accord. And thus around the throne, and thus around the throne. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Let those refuse to sing who never knew our God, the children of the heavenly King, the children of the heavenly King, may speak their joys abroad, may speak their joys abroad. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Then let our songs abound and every tear be dry. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground. To fairer worlds on high, to fairer worlds on high. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God.
Let's sing. Demos gracias al Señor, demos gracias por su amor. Demos gracias al Señor, demos gracias por su amor. Por las mañanas las aves cantan las alabanzas de Cristo el Salvador. Y tu hermano, ¿por qué no cantas las alabanzas de Cristo el Salvador? Demos gracias al Señor, demos gracias, demos gracias por su amor. Demos gracias al Señor, demos gracias por su amor. Por las mañanas las aves cantan las alabanzas de Cristo el Salvador. Y tú, hermano, ¿por qué no cantas las alabanzas de Cristo el Salvador?
Eric, if you'll just click through the next song, I'm going to leave this next one for class. Psalm 47. Just listen. All the peoples clap hands. Shout out to God with a song of glad sound. For the Lord is most high and fearsome, a great king over all the earth. He crushes peoples beneath us and nations beneath our feet. He chooses for our estate pride of Jacob, whom he loves. God has gone with trumpet blast, the Lord with a ram's horn sound. Hymns to God, hymn to our King, O hymn. For the King of the earth is our God, hymn joyous song. God reigns over the nations and sits on his holy throne. The princes of the people have gathered, the people of Abraham's God. For gods are the land's defenders, much exalted is he. Amen. Thank you for singing in one voice together this morning. We who are filled with the Spirit are able to sing and exhale to our God about how wonderful and awesome he is. And we have sung to our God this morning. There may be one this morning who needs to come to the Lord. The Spirit of the God is still ready and waiting to regenerate you and breathe back into you the newness of life. That filled with the Spirit and regenerated by him, you can die in the waters of baptism to the old Adam and be raised to the new, living a life of faithfulness to your God. If anyone needs to respond this morning, I ask you to come forward as we stand and as we sing.
Before the throne of God above.
Before the throne of God above, I have a strong, a perfect plea.